Welcome to 7 Minute Sunday. I'm your host, Ayana Angel, and we're going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. So today is a little bit different for me. I don't typically have like a routine when I record these 7 Minute Sundays, but this morning, I woke up feeling like inspired and with words that I wanted to share with you. So that's one thing that is routine. When I feel what I want to say and I know I have something in my mind or on my heart that I want to share with you, that's when I try to record so that I don't forget, obviously. So at this point, it's morning. I haven't even started my morning routine yet. So please pardon my early morning swag that you might hear in my voice. But I definitely wanted to drop in and share with you what I was thinking, because lately I've been having this, I haven't been able to sleep, honestly. I haven't been able to go to sleep just right off like I normally would. And I think that's because I'm in a real creative spirit right now. I'm in a real creative mood. And when that happens, there's just tons of things going through my mind. I'm not doing things in the business as usual way. I am ready to create. My mind is thinking of what else, what next, what else, what else, what else. It's just ideas are just popping in. And with that, some of the words for today's 7 Minute Sunday came to me. So I was like, you know what? I got to get it out there. I got to talk to them. I got to let them know what I'm thinking. So before I get into that, I want to read you a entry from 365 Inspirations for the Soul of the Side Hustler and the Entrepreneur. It's very simple. It says, indulge in your intuition. Uncertainty will always be there. And I wanted to read an inspiration for you guys along with today's message, but I was like, oh, I want one from 365 Inspirations. And I said, okay, let me flip through and see what I could find. I kid you not, I turned to the first inspiration, it wasn't right, but I flipped a few pages and that's when I found that one. And it was perfect. It was spot on. Indulge in your intuition. And that's what I want to talk to you guys about today, is your intuition and following your instincts. And a part of that, I think, came about because I'm working on a project that will hopefully benefit all of you out there that are looking for a change or in the midst of your switch, pivot, or quit season. And in that process, I did a brain dump to sort of relive some of those steps that I took to start on the process or get myself on the road to see the changes and the results that I wanted to see. But before we talk about some of the changes that I put in place for myself, let me say this. I'm always working on things for you guys that will hopefully be a resource and support you in the change that you're looking for, because I know what that feels like, because I've been there, because I wanted something. And the one thing that I had to realize, though, is that at the time that I was looking for this change and looking to mix up things in my life, I wasn't like a self-help person, if you will. So one thing I definitely want you to take away from this 7 Minute Sunday is follow your instincts, follow your intuition. The steps that I took to see change and mix up my life were not plotted out in accordance with a book or a coach or a program or anything else of that nature. At that time, I could count on one hand how many self-help books I've read, and honestly, probably I hadn't even realized that self-help was really like an industry at that time. I just did the things that felt right to me and the things that came to my mind as a good idea for me to try and explore and do or look into to see change for myself and to mix things up in my life. And if you're familiar with 365 Inspirations for the Soul of the Side Hustler and the Entrepreneur, you'll know that in that book, I say that process for me included a little bit of everything because I just needed to get out there and get myself involved in things. So I did everything from taking acting classes to taking trampoline classes and flying trapeze classes and just anything that would open my mind to things that I hadn't thought of before, potentially make me uncomfortable and put me in a situation where I could grow. So that was me following my instincts. That was me following my intuition and putting myself in situations for growth, situations to see change. Because what I was doing was I was exploring. I was exploring me. I was exploring my likes and my dislikes. I was exploring what type of life I wanted to live and what types of things I wanted to see present in that life. So I was following my inner voice. I was following not some self-help book, not some guide, and not that those things can't be helpful and useful. It's just that you don't want to cloud your mind so much with what everyone else is telling you to do or saying that you should do to where you don't even know what feels right for you anymore. You have to tap into what feels right for you. And I've said this before, you can't look at someone else and think that they're going to give you the guide for your journey or be super ecstatic about your journey because it's your journey. The key there is that it is your journey. If they understood everything about your journey, then it wouldn't be your journey. It would be their journey. So you are the only person that you can really depend on when it comes down to it. When it comes down to understanding what to do, when to do it, and how to do it, you have to follow your own instincts. That's the main thing I wanted to share with you today, is to follow your own instincts. Don't get caught up so much in what everybody else is saying to do or telling you that you should be doing or suggesting is a good idea for you to do. Follow your instincts, follow your intuition, and I'll say it again just in case you forgot. Indulge in your intuition. Uncertainty will always be there. You will not always know what to do next, but follow your intuition. That's it for 7-Minute Sunday. I hope you have an amazing week. Thank you for spending time with me. And as always, keep killing it.